Louis achieved renown throughout Europe for his unprecedented diplomatic behaviour. He actually kept his word, and even conformed to treaties he had signed, practices as rare in the 13th century as they are in the 20th. Louis was also an avid builder of churches, his most famous being Saint-Chapelle in Paris, which he built to accommodate an extremely rare relic given to him by the Emperor Baldwin of Byzantium, Christ's crown of thorns, of which there were only 3 genuine originals at the time. But Louis is perhaps best remembered for his crusades. In 1248, he set out on the 6th crusade. All went well until 1250, when Louis was defeated and captured at Al-Mansura in Egypt. He was held in Syria for 4 years, while the usual negotiations for the release of Middle Eastern hostages got underway. Louis's release was finally agreed in exchange for a colossal sum of money, a king's ransom no less, and the surrender of all the territory he had gained on the crusade. After this, many thought that Louis's crusading days were over, but within a few years he was busy planning another one. He finally set out for the Holy Land once more in 1270. Unfortunately, he caught a fever not long after disembarking from France and had to be put ashore at Tunis, where he died. 27 years later he was canonized, and is now famous throughout Missouri and for his blues. King Louis had great respect for Thomas Aquinas. One of the few credible anecdotes about Aquinas relates how he went to a ceremonial banquet given by the king. As the king was talking, he was suddenly interrupted by one of his guests bringing his fist down with a crash onto the table. The hall fell silent, and all turned to stare at the large, pot-bellied cleric responsible, who appeared to be unaware of the disturbance he had caused. Deep in thought, Aquinas muttered to himself, "I have it!" The king leaned down the table, unused to being interrupted in such a fashion, and demanded an explanation. Aquinas came to himself and looked about him. "I'm sorry, Your Majesty," he apologized, "but I have just realized how to refute Manichaeism." Louis was so impressed by the blundering, otherworldly cleric that instead of reprimanding him, he ordered Aquinas to continue with his meditations, and dispatched a secretary to take down his refutation of Manichaeism. This quasi-Christian heresy, dating from the 3rd century, believed that the world was a product of the conflict between good and evil, or light and darkness. The human soul consisted of light, entrapped by darkness, from which it must seek to free itself. The profound simplicity and coherence of this core dualistic doctrine, which echoed pre-Christian Mediterranean cults, made Manichaeism prevalent throughout the Mediterranean world, from early Christian times until well into the medieval era. In the 4th century, St. Augustine was a Manichaean, before his conversion.